Sunshine. She asked me why, and I said trouble on my mind. That ain't right. That ain't right. There's trouble everywhere. There's trouble all the time. You're always looking for something you'll never find. That ain't right.
Back there someday, if I have my way, say if I have my way.
said he never thanks his mother, only remembers when she calls. And she said,
oh. get what we get now, baby.
suddenly feel. But that's the whole tragic point, my friends.
What I do. We are on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. This is The Mission Statement. I am Andre Champagne. And yesterday was David Bowie's birthday. And I found this really cool site, came across this really cool site somehow, somewhere, called supbowie.com, supbowie.com. And you can put in your age and see what you were doing the other way around. You put in your age and you can see what David Bowie was doing when he was your age. And a few highlights from what David Bowie is doing at different ages, right? At age 5, he had a horrible accident with a cup of tea and still refuses to drink it to this day. That's kind of a big deal, life-changing situation. And he graduated high school at 16, got his first job as a junior visualizer at an ad agency, and at 18, changed his name from Davy Jones to David Bowie to avoid confusion with Davy Jones, the lead singer of the Monkees. And when he was legal, based on legal nowadays, right, for a while, he started a mime troupe called Turquoise, which later changed their name to Feathers. Feathers. And at 22, had his first hit in the UK with Space Odyssey, which was used by the BBC for the coverage of the moon landing. Kind of a big deal. And when he was 25, released his first studio album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, Inspires from Mars. And 29, starred in The Man Who Fell to Earth. 34, created the hit Under Pressure with Queen. 36, released Let's Dance, co-produced by Nile Rodgers, which was his most successful album of his career. And 39, played Jareth, the Goblin King in Labyrinth, which looks like it might be coming back for part two, unless it's a hoax, but maybe it is real. We'll see. And when he was 40, turned the big 4-0, he co-starred with Tina Turner in a Pepsi commercial. 41, played Pontius Pilate in the Scorsese film Last Temptation of Christ. Kind of a big deal for a lot of people as well. 45, married Iman, supermodel Iman. 49, broke new ground with his internet-only release of his single Telling Lies, which took more than 11 minutes to download with a dial-up connection back in the day. Old school. And when he was 50 plus one, he launched his own ISP called BowieNet, which had its own email, accounts, forums, blogs, and chat rooms, and everything else. And when he was 55, he placed number 29 in the BBC poll of 100 Greatest Britons. And a year after that, he was offered a knighthood from the Queen in 2003, but turned it down and said, "It's not what I spent my whole life working for," which is kind of a trip. When he was 59, he was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and played Nikola Tesla in The Prestige. When he was 60, he made a guest appearance on SpongeBob in the Atlantis SquarePants episode as the Lord Loyal Highness. And he, when he was 61, performed on Scarlett Johansson's album of Tom Waits covers, Anywhere I Lie My Head. When he was 62, scientists named a newly discovered spider species after him, Heterotopia David Bowie. Heteropoda. Heterotopia, be in the show later on tonight on Saturdays. 67, he had a cameo vocal in an arcade hit Fire Reflector, which had a really cool transmedia-ish music video, interactive music video. And on his 69th birthday, which is this one he just released his 25th studio album, Black Star. And so David Bowie, still doing it since forever. And this has been the Mission Statement on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. And happy about 24-hour belated birthday to David Bowie. And we'll be back.